For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faumas. Big finish to the series against the Padres yesterday for Buxton and the Minnesota Twins.
2-2 pitch. Byron hits this ball high in the air. Deep left field. Sheets is back. He's at the base of the wall. Gone for Byron Buxton. A two-run shot for Byron, who has a new season high of 29 home runs. And with that long ball, he matches Max Kepler for the most home runs in the history of this building with his 84th target field homer.
Twins radio with the call. That made it 2-0 in the third. Twins go on to beat the Padres 7-2. And how about that? New career high in homers for Byron Buxton. It's not his focus.
I also got 27 more games to, like, do more damage. So, like, right now, it's probably not the best time to ask me about 29 homers. I can care less about my career highs, but now 27 games is different. I'll look back, be able to reflect a little bit on what the season is, and we can kind of go from there. But right now, I know I still got more work I can do.
That's Byron Buxton. He and the Twins host the White Sox for four straight, starting today through Thursday. The Lynx are home tonight. They're coming off a Saturday win over the Storm. That one locked up home court in the playoffs.
It's huge. I think having the atmosphere of your home court plays a massive part in the games that you play. And so having that advantage is amazing because the games are so hard. Like, no matter where you are, the games are hard. If you have that type of advantage, being able to play in front of your home crowd and getting that energy from your fans, it's huge. So I think we're really excited to get into playoffs and be able to play in front of our fans. And we know that they're going to bring great energy for us.
That's Alana Smith. Lynx are 31-8 on the season. They host the Wings tonight at 7 at Target Center. Kevin Faumas, MNN Sports.